Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O beloved demigod, you have offered your prayers to me with great knowledge, and I am certainly most pleased with you. A person is liberated by such knowledge, and thus he remembers my exalted position, which is above the conditions of material life. Such a devotee is fully purified by offering prayers in full knowledge. This is the source of devotional service to me. Purport. Another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Uttama Shlok, which means that he is offered prayers with selected verses. Bhakti means Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Lord Vishnu. Impersonalists cannot be purified, for they do not offer personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though they sometimes offer prayers, the prayers are not directed toward the Supreme Person. Impersonalists sometimes show their incomplete knowledge by addressing the Lord as being nameless. They always offer prayers indirectly, saying, you are this, you are that. But they do not know to whom they are praying. A devotee, however, always offers personal prayers. A devotee says, Govindam Adi Purusham Tama Aham Bhajami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Govinda, unto Krishna. That is the way to offer prayers. If one continues to offer such personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is eligible to become a pure devotee and return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We are in 7 days having a lecture series on the glories of holy name. So there are different topics which devotees were allotted to speak. Today's topic which I was allotted was about prayers and the holy name. We just read this verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada, in which he has emphasize that a difference between a personalist or a devotee and impersonalist is that the devotee can offer prayers to the Lord, personal prayers, and hence get purified. An impersonalist cannot get purified by offering his prayers, which are nameless, which do not refer to the name of the Lord. Sri Prabhupada goes on to say that if one continues to offer prayers in his life, he will become pure devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. In many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, we read that so many devotees, when they approach the Lord, or when they have darshan of the Lord, they offer prayers to the Lord. In fact, all the characters in Bhagavatam, all the devotee characters, they all are offering prayers to the Lord. Kunti Maharani's prayers are so famous. Dhruva Maharaj is offering prayers. Prahlad Maharaj, Arjuna, Devaki, Vasudev, Narad Muni, everybody is offering prayers. Bhishma Dev. Prayer, offering prayer or Vandanam is one potent form of devotional service. Out of the 9 forms of devotional service explained by Prahlad Maharaj, one is Vandanam. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Akrura, a devotee in Mathura, who perfected his life by offering beautiful prayers to the Lord. So offering prayers is very well all pervasive in the process of devotional service. One very classic example of benefit of devotee received of offering prayers is Gajendra. The elephant Gajendra in his previous life was King Indradyumna. And somehow he was cursed by Angira Rishi to become an elephant. In the body of elephant, when Gajendra was attacked by the crocodile, and even though he attempted to free himself from the clutches of crocodile, but he was falling weak in his strength. At that time, by the mercy of the Lord, the elephant Gajendra remembered the prayers which he learned or which he used to chant in his previous life as King Indradyumna. And that is how he started offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after hearing those sincere prayers of Gajendra for protection, Lord Vishnu came. Lord Vishnu protected Gajendra. He gave him freedom from the clutches of the crocodile, and at the same time he gave him freedom from material bondage. So the whole scenario in the life of Gajendra changed by those prayers which were offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like this we see in so many instances, even demigods, even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, they have offered prayers to Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna and received so many benefits. In all these cases, even if the prayers are offered for some personal protection or for fulfilling some material desire, it is always seen that before begging the Lord for some personal protection or desire, a devotee glorifies the Lord. Lord Krishna is also called Uttama Shloka, which means he is glorified by Uttama, best, choicest words. In fact, all the attempts of the jiva in the material world to choose the best words and vocabulary would actually not be sufficient. Lord Krishna and his wonderful qualities are beyond the purview of even our language. Even the words or the comparisons or the examples which we choose to glorify the Lord would not completely glorify him. But whatever is best in this world, whatever is best in one's capacity, when he sincerely offers as a prayer to the Lord, he accepts it. Not that Lord Krishna is wanting that somebody should offer me prayer, but when a sincere devotee he offers his sincere heart to the Lord, then the Lord accepts it. Even the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a prayer. It's a prayer to the energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani. It's a prayer to Lord Krishna, the all-attractive personality of Godhead. It's a prayer to Lord Ram, the source of all pleasure. And the devotee is petitioning the Lord that, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Srila Prabhupada compares this chanting and this prayer as a cry of a small child for the mother or for the father. But we have to understand that even to chant the holy name of Krishna, we require the mercy of the Lord. It is not because we have a tongue and our tongue can vibrate, so we vibrate Hare Krishna and Ram. Just like it is said that we cannot go to Vrindavan by a ticket. Just because I can purchase a ticket, train ticket or flight ticket, that does not mean I can go to Vrindavan. Sri Vrindavan Dham. The entry of a jiva for stay or for darshan in Vrindavan Dham is not by North Indian Railway Station permission. It is by Lord Krishna himself. It is by Srimati Radharani herself. So it is Lord's mercy, causeless mercy, which actually allows us to chant the holy name. It is Lord's causeless mercy that the holy name appears on our tongue when we attempt to chant. So our chanting is not by our effort. Our chanting is by the mercy of the Lord. In fact, everything in Krishna consciousness, all progress, all advancement, all attempts, all engagements in service of Krishna is by the mercy of the Lord. And this mercy is causeless. There is no law of mercy. There is no cause which can be detected when a jiva, when a person receives mercy. We cannot say because of this, this happened. There is no cause behind it. That means it cannot be predicted. Undeterministic, indeterministic, uncertain, improbable. That event in our life which is not probable to happen, the probability is almost zero, but still it happens. And it gives spiritual advancement. Such an event is defined as mercy. An event with low probability, but still it happens. And it gives spiritual advancement. Such an event is called mercy. Even if it is materially painful, even if it is loss to property or image, even it is an experience of suffering and misery, but if these three things are there, one, low probability, two, it happens, three, it gives spiritual advancement, then we can say that event is Krishna's mercy. And Krishna is always merciful to his people. So all our advancement, all our progress, all our engagement is by Lord's mercy. When we use our body, our words, our mind in service of Krishna, when we desire to do that, when we endeavor to to follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti, seeing the sincere desire of the practitioner, Lord Krishna gives his mercy. At the same time, we have to understand that we do not bound Krishna by our practice. At the end of life, we cannot claim that, my dear Krishna, so many rounds I chanted daily, so many Mangalatis I attended daily, so many number of obeisances I paid, so many Janmashtami Vrata I did, so many Ekadashi fasting I did, now you have to take me back home, back to Godhead. Or I'll put a case on you. I'll sue you. Krishna is not bound by that law. Though he doesn't break that law, but there is a complexity there. Krishna benefits a devotee by his own causeless mercy, by his own quality of bhakta vatsalya, by his own quality and personality of being kind to his devotee, not by devotee's endeavor. Just like, imagine you are standing on a road and you want a lift from a car. Then what do? You show a thumb. And the car stops. Then if somebody thinks, oh, my thumb has a nice brake, as soon as I use my thumb, the car stopped. So thumb has a brake. But is it true? Does the thumb has a brake? No. So did the car stop because of the thumb? No. But if I don't use the thumb, will the car stop? No. Even though all these statements are true, but the car didn't stop because of the thumb. The car stopped because of the compassion of the driver. That compassion is invoked by our thumb. But the power is not there in the thumb. If there is so much power in the thumb, then all cars should stop. All trucks should stop. It is just an external symptom of a desire of lift. In the same way, the mercy of the Lord is causeless, and it is by Krishna's compassion, Krishna's kindness. Krishna came down and gave Bhagavad Gita. Did anybody request it? Did anybody show his thumb? In our life, we have received Krishna consciousness through some program, through some Rathyatra invitation, through some book, through some pamphlet, through some Hare Krishna Japa card, through some SMS, through some email. But were we really looking for it? When we take a lift, at least we are looking for the car. But so many of us took up Krishna consciousness, not because we were looking for Krishna consciousness, it came in our lap. Just like a monkey is walking and somebody gives a diamond in his hand. And he says, oh, I got a nice stone. Chamakne wala patthar. Very nice, nice stone, beautiful stone. He doesn't know it is diamond. But because it is an attractive stone, he doesn't throw it. He keeps it with him. He doesn't know the value. Those who see the monkey, they think, oh, this is a billionaire monkey. But he doesn't know he's a billionaire. In the same way, we have received a diamond called Krishna consciousness, and we don't know the value. We like it. We like prasadam, we like deities, we like devotees, we like chanting, so we keep it with ourselves. But do we really know the value? So this diamond which we received is by the causeless mercy of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, we don't receive anything. So our endeavor should continue. Why? Because Lord has ordered us. It is obedience. But we have to understand that advancement happens only by the mercy of the Lord. And a devotee should always request the Lord for that mercy. The devotee should always appreciate the Lord for the mercy he has received. And these two are the content of one's prayers. Just as Lord is a person, Holy Name is also a person. So one can offer prayers to the Holy Name, requesting the Holy Name to continue to give shelter to one's life, forwarding our surrender to the Holy Name, begging forgiveness of our offenses, glorifying the sweet Holy Name, Naam Prabhu. So these prayers, they are offered with a sincere heart. When we hear the word prayer, and if we try to visualize an event, we may visualize a person with folded hands, closed eyes, mumbling something or speaking something or some meditative thoughts going on in his mind. All this is there, but most important thing is a very sincere heart. If we have no words but a sincere heart, that is much better than we have lots of words and no heart. Just by learning some shlokas or some words, it is always purifying to recite this shloka. It is always beneficial to glorify the Lord by repeating these shlokas in front of the deity. But at the same time, we should attempt to understand the meaning of this. That is called knowledge. As in this verse, Lord Krishna is glorifying the demigod. That what prayers you are offering me, those prayers are with full knowledge. And this full knowledge will benefit you. So in Krishna consciousness, there are many prayers, bona fide prayers, which devotees have offered to the Lord, past devotees, past acharyas, previous acharyas, so many devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada always recommended that if somebody wants to offer prayers to Krishna, he should repeat those prayers. One should avoid making his own prayers. The reason is that without knowing, we may concoct something which is not pleasing to the Lord. Because one is not very experienced in the complete Siddhanta of devotional service, one may end up in some concoction. Or because of some material emotions, feelings, or material modes of nature acting on us, those contaminated thoughts may indirectly enter our composition. So in order to purify ourselves, it is really highly recommended that one repeats the bona fide prayers. There are so many verses, so many prayers, so many famous prayers, so many bhajans, bona fide Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajans, and one can chant those. One can offer prayers to Krishna, like, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deenbandhu Jagatpate, Namo Ma Vadanaya, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go. These are bona fide prayers. Or Narsingh Aarti which we sing, Tulsi prayers or Tulsi Pranam, or Brahma Samhita, or so many prayers in Bhagavatam, Purusha Sukta prayers. So these are perfect compositions, perfect in terms of meter, perfect in terms of technical things, perfect in terms of philosophy, and perfect in terms of pleasing the Lord. There are some modern poets modern authors who, because of their language skills or composition skills or singing oratory skills, they compose some attractive songs on some attractive tunes. And it is not recommended for a serious practitioner to chant or hear this song. Music or singing, there is ample available in Gaudiya Vaishnava's resources. There are so many acharyas who are so highly qualified in singing or making new tunes. So one should stick to it. One should be very serious in that. Sometimes devotees get attracted to some Hindi bhajan or Vrindavan song or some popular singer's composition or popular bhajan which are performed in public for money. And we should understand, even if we cannot detect, but there is a very high chance that there are seeds of mayavad, seeds of impersonalism, anarthas, sense gratification, fruitive mentality, all these seeds are contained in those compositions. And when we hear those, we receive those seeds in our heart, which are actually not seeds, but weeds. And those weeds, already there are so many, difficult to remove. So those weeds, with other weeds, they can damage the growth of Bhakti Lata Beach, growth of devotional creeper. So Vandanam is a bona fide way. At the same time, one should practice it properly. Going in front of the deities and relieving one's heart, talking about one's suffering or glorifying the deity or being grateful to the Lord for the mercy, even grateful for the day, or requesting the Lord for help in one's service, a very simple, innocent, sincere appeal is also welcome. But somebody is going in front of deities and crying, having tears in the eyes, that is not welcome. With so much suffering in the world and individual's life, there may be lots of tears. But once somebody comes at the shelter of Krishna, why there are to be tears? One should be assured of Krishna's blessing. One should be assured of Krishna's protection. That is the very meaning of surrender. Surrender means that Krishna will protect me, 100%. If I go to him, he will protect me. He is already doing it. So then when it is considered improper or even offensive to have tears in front of the Lord. Tears of one suffering. There can be ecstatic tears, though it's not for advertisement, but tears of one suffering. So offering prayers include an amount of faith. If somebody has no faith, but is still offering prayers, that is not very great. That is better than many others who are not doing it. But as one matures, as one advances in devotional service, these prayers should be imbued with faith. Just like we chant the holy names of Krishna, and if we regularly chant, our faith increases. So we have more and more faith on Krishna. We have more and more faith on the holy name himself. That if I chant Hare Krishna, if I serve Krishna, then I do not have to do anything else to fulfill my needs, desires, or achieve perfection. Just by serving Krishna, I will achieve everything what I am supposed to achieve. All my needs will be fulfilled, whatever it is required. just by one and only one, serving Krishna. That is faith. I remember one small story. There was a village and there was drought, no rain for a long duration, 1, 2, 3 years. And because of no rain and the scarcity of water, there were hardly any fields, any grain. People have to go for 5, 6, 10 kilometers to fetch some water. And the situation came that the cows, the cattle, and even small children started dying because of less water. So at that time, many families in the village decided that we will leave this village and go to another village. So the elders of the village, they had a meeting and they thought that if we don't do something about this, then the whole village will be deserted and eventually this village will be wiped off from the map. So all the elders, they approached the Baba, a sadhu in a nearby forest. And I went to him and asked about some solution. They said, what should we do? Since 3 years there is so much scarcity of water in our village that our children, our cattle are dying. The families are leaving the village. So the sadhu said that the only solution is you all together, irrespective of our religion, together you assemble and pray. So all the villagers, when they heard that, they were ready to pray. The sadhu also said that just to show and emphasize that you all have faith on the Lord whom you are praying, you should bring an article of faith with you. So next day morning they all assembled in the temple, children, women, young, elder, everybody, to offer prayers. And somebody brought a Bhagavad Gita, somebody brought a Trishul, somebody brought a Bible, somebody brought Ganesh, somebody brought Rudraksh beads. So many people brought so many paraphernalia, emphasizing on the fact that they have faith on the Lord. So they all prayed. And when the prayer session was over and they came out, it started raining. Very heavy rain. And then one small boy, he opened an umbrella. That was his article of faith. He had faith that if I pray to the Lord, rain will come. And when the rain comes, what do you need? A Bhagavad Gita, a Bible to make it wet. You need an umbrella. So he had faith, that's why even before praying he arranged an umbrella. So this is strong faith, that if I serve Krishna, all my needs would be fulfilled. Even in USA, there was an Apollo mission, Apollo 13, to space. And somehow, in the NASA, they received a message from the spaceship. And the message was, our fuel tank number 2 has burst. Which means that the fuel which is required to go and come back is not there. So now they had only enough, they had fuel with to survive only for few more minutes. They didn't have fuel to even take a U-turn and land safely on Earth. So the NASA scientists, they were in big problem. They didn't know how to resupply fuel in the space. They didn't know what to do. So there was a big conference of American scientists. They couldn't come out with any solution. So they called all over the world various top scientists. But nobody could come out with any solution. So then they sent the message to President of USA. Said, you do something about this. We are helpless. What did the president do? He immediately went to the radio broadcasting. And he broadcasted his message to the whole world. And what did he broadcast? He said, I request all of you to please pray for the safe return of the astronauts. So all the scientists, all the thinkers, all the scholars, all the politicians and leaders put together, they finally have to pray to the Lord. And there's a long story that how they landed safely in the ocean. They landed from one trouble to another trouble. And there's a long story how they were saved from the ocean also. In Western society, in Western science, there are lots of empirically tested research done that how prayers have healing power. Scientists or doctors have taken two groups of patients, given same medicines, but they don't know that there are some priests who have been told to pray for one group, and there are no priests to pray for the other group. Same medicine, same disease, same conditions of hospital, and they have seen the healing in the group for which prayers have offered is drastically different and more than the healing in which the prayers have not offered. So prayers are very powerful. So our life, we should include this prayer, simple prayers to request the Lord for mercy. We even require mercy to chant the holy names of Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there can be so many offenses. So Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas have recommended that before chanting our japa, our round, we chant Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This chanting of Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra is a request to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates that we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offenses. And we receive forgiveness from the offenses we commit in the holy name. And this 10 naam aparad do not apply to Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra. Chanting the names of Gauranga and Nityananda, no one cannot commit offense. So this is this form of the Lord, Namo Maha Vadanaya, very, very merciful form of the Lord. So we approach Radha Krishna service by the mercy of Gaur Nitai. So we pray to Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityanand Prabhu, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, and all the associates of the Lord. We pray to Spiritual Master, who is representative of this mercy. Pray to Six Goswamis, who are representatives of the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and request them so that we can serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna. A sincere prayer is always answered. In fact, we should be very careful in prayers because all prayers are answered. But tomorrow, out of some anger towards somebody, or revenge towards somebody, or greed out of some material objects, we offer prayer, it will be answered. So we should be careful. The simplest thing is we can go to the Lord, hold our hand and say, my dear Lord, I am yours. Full stop. Most simple thing to do. My dear Lord, I am yours. Of course, with a sincere heart. Not, my dear Lord, I am yours. 9 o'clock is my appointment with my girlfriend. I'll come back later. With a sincere heart, we pray, my dear Lord, I am yours. I am yours to stay. please make me dance, please make me your instrument, please engage me in your service. And that is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when we chant, we are requesting the Lord to engage us in His service. Okay, we end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss. One second. Mic. Oh, it's 8:45.
Hare Krishna. These Bibles and Quran, are they classified as scriptures?
They are classified as scriptures. Not Vedic scriptures. But because they are accepted as word of God, they are classified as scriptures. Any more questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, if it is only the causeless mercy, then the devotee's endeavor is required?
See, endeavor is required, but not for the result. Just like, what will you do for the sun to rise tomorrow? Any endeavor? No. It will rise on its own. In the same way, for Krishna's love to rise in our heart, we cannot do anything. When we do not have anything on the sun, Krishna is more powerful than the sun. What we have to do? But one thing you have to make sure is you are awake tomorrow morning. Otherwise, for you, the sun has not risen. Right? If somebody is sleeping with his eyes closed, and the sun rises, and you ask him, did the sun rise? What will he say? He will say no. Right? So we don't have to do anything for the sun to rise. But we have to do something to be awake. In the same way, we don't have to do anything for Krishna Prem or for the result. But we have to do something to be awake for the mercy. If we are doing something, that means we are controlling Krishna. And that is not possible. We cannot control the sun. We cannot control our bathroom. What do we control? Krishna and mercy. It is causeless. We cannot do anything. But all our chanting, Mangalarti, fasting, etiquette, all this we have to do so that we are awake. Awake to the mercy which is already risen in our heart. It's already there. Right? So just to keep our eyes open, we have to do all this. Another thing, we do all this only as obedience to spiritual master. And when we obey our spiritual master, he is pleased. And when he is pleased, Krishna is pleased. Krishna is not pleased by chanting. He is pleased by obedience to chant. If somebody's spiritual master says, you do this, don't chant, 24 hours sleep, because of some reason, and he sits and chants, he may not be pleasing Krishna. So such a thing may not happen. Right? You getting my point?
Yeah. Coming to Krishna consciousness, is it not because of pious karma, the previous lives, and some sukritis?
It is only by the association of devotees, which is causeless.
Association also one gets due to his some pious karma?
No, that is free.
Someone is getting and someone is not getting the association. What is the reason?
That is the definition of free. Free means you try, you may not get it. And free means you didn't try and you got it. Right? See, pious karma and sinful activities, they are not beyond, they are not transcendental. They are within the purview of three modes of material nature. So they cannot have any influence on bhakti. Bhakti is causeless. Right? So we cannot trace out a particular pious activity in one's life because of which he got mercy of Krishna or mercy of a sadhu. It is all free. Free means to try, you may not get. And free means you didn't try and still you passed. There are so many examples. Guru Maharaj got the instruction to go to forest and search for Vishnu. There is no trace of any activity. Megari was so sinful. What did he do that he got darshan of Narad Muni? Or Prabhupada went to West and so many hippies, they got darshan and association of Prabhupada. Did they had any special sukriti? We cannot identify that. Neither it is a principle. It is all free. Okay?
Thank you.
Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Hare Krishna.